right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gene, man, I want to thank you very much for the call, man. It's always good hearing from you. But I want to talk a little bit now about the Indiana mall gunman who killed three people before he and wounded four others before he was in turn killed himself. 20-year-old young man who has been radicalized. And this is part of what I'm talking about. Because this young man was filled with hate. And he certainly had sided with a group that has put him in a position to talk about hate and not about love. And so at 20 years old, he was consumed with hate for people that he didn't even know. And the fact that at 20 years old, he was ready to die. He was talking about dying. And that goes back to kind of what we talked about earlier about young people who are willing to die. When you got young people who walk around with these kinds of weapons, whether it's you know, the ones carrying AR-15s, or whether it's the young boys who live in central cities across this nation who are 17, 16, 17, 18 years old and ready to die before they've even had a chance to live, there's something at the root of all of that that we didn't see before. And I believe that at the root of it is the fact that there is no spirituality that they have experienced in their lives. And because of that, it's led to the carnage that we see and will continue to see. Because you would think that after this young man saw the massacres in Uvalde and all the other places, that it would be the last thing that he would want to do. You can't tell me that they don't understand at the end of all of it, when you decide to take a weapon and stalk people and go in and start slaughtering people, you've already, before you even went there, made up your mind that you're willing to die. You know what I mean, Connor? Willing to die. And so he's willing to die because the pain of living is not worth it. How do you get there at 20 years old? Right? He got there at 20 years old. And that means that there's some things going on in his life long before he got there. So Sapperman killed three people. He wounded two others before he was shot and killed by a bystander. Police have not yet identified a clear motive in the attack. At a press conference Monday, they said the shooter had left his laptop in a heated oven alongside a can of butane. So there's no telling what was in his mind. Clearly, what was not in his mind was love for his fellow man. And so we don't know. Maybe they'll find out at some point in time later. But whatever that is, this nation better hurry up and figure it out, because it's going to continue to happen again and again and again and again, because there's something going on inside of this nation that doesn't lend itself to cultivating and nurturing young people to the fullest capabilities that they have. And so at the end of all of that is the anger and the angst and the access to guns that have led us in this nation into the kind of situation that we are faced with now. Now, one thing we know for certain, that Mr. Sapperman Jonathan Sapperman won't be the last one. You know, I would assume that, you know, it's today, Thursday. I would assume by next week there'll be another Jonathan Sapperman, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And we'll come back with the same foolish argument. Don't mess with my Second Amendment rights. You know, somebody's trying to take away my right to protect myself. We do know that that's going to happen. That's going to occur. But when will sanity become the prevailing thought? Hey, what is it, man? Okay, you know that your loved one is in trouble. Not one of the people whose loved ones have caused these crimes, these heinous crimes, family members didn't know that there was something going on with their loved one. There have to be signs. Things don't happen in a vacuum. So people knew. Maybe they just didn't believe. But at some point in time, we've got to come out of this fantasy world that we live in. So we spend our time locked into, you know, politics. And whether it should be Democrat or Republican, you know, whether it should be Democrat, Republican, conservative, like voting for Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You catch hell with all three. The politic of today is what's at the root of all the bad things that happen in the society. We're in no position to condemn and judge younger people about what they do because we as the adults can't talk to one another, can't have a dialogue, you know. And so they learn from us, from the cradle. And then when we see them go in the wrong direction and we see some things, some signs that we know, even in our own homes, even today as I speak about this, there are those of us who know that we've got a loved one who is dangerous and that we should be concerned about. But we won't talk about it, either through fear that somebody's going to find out that we've got somebody we love who's in trouble, and then they'll judge me and you for it, which to me makes no sense whatsoever. It's best that you, as soon as you find that out, that you help expose it in order to save the life of your loved one as well as all the people's lives who they wind up taking. Yes, there's some culpability for you and I. But I want to get back in these last few seconds about what and why I still think at the root of all of this is our lack of belief in something greater than ourselves. And clearly, when you listen to the speeches and the conversations and thoughts of people who call themselves the conservatives or the Republicans, not all, but far too many, and based on their actions, this has to change. And you have to look inside yourself and not allow anybody to do the thinking for you. Listen, I got to get out of here. And we will be back on tomorrow. Kind of, man, it's always good, man, interacting with you. The more I interact with you, the more I'm concerned. You know what I'm concerned about, man?
What?
I'm concerned that the more I let you interact, the less I'll have an opportunity to be the guy doing the radio show.
Don't say that. It's always
going to
be.
No, man. You I know people who are listening recognize your gifts and your talents, and I'm sure this radio station will. You have a bright future, very bright future ahead of you, and I'm glad to be able to share some time with you in it. just keep on doing what you're doing, man, and it'll be a short period of time, and you'll be the guys sitting here, and I'll be the guy saying, "Hey, I knew him before he became famous." Right. Got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. See you on tomorrow.